Hey guys, welcome to Feed Your Faith with Courtney Kopeck. Today's episode, I'm going to be sharing my story about my uncontrollable weight gain from medicine I started taking. I'm going to be talking about how it's made me feel, how I'm handling it, and what you can do to be dealing with your own weight gain issues. But before we do that, there's just a few quick announcements that I want to make, and then we can get to the podcast.
Welcome to Feed Your Faith. I'm your host, Courtney Kopeck, and I'm a Christian food and body image coach. I spent most of my life hating my body and feeling frustrated with food. Then God stepped in and showed me something so supernatural in His Word, it transformed my life forever. Now I have peace around food and feel comfortable in my body. I am teaching female followers of Christ all over the world how to find this exact same food freedom through a deeper faith in Jesus. Join me in fellowship here every week as I discuss biblical scriptures directed towards how to treat and love our own bodies, as well as share personal struggles and thoughts around food and body image and the role God plays in both. I also talk with other women of faith who share their personal stories and wisdom around God's grace in putting a final end to their own food and body image drama. This episode is brought to you by my free 7-day devotional, 7 Steps to Food Freedom Through Faith. If you're ready for some answered prayers around your food struggles and body image issues and want to start living abundantly in the life God has waiting for you, where you are truly free from binging, food restricting, and yo-yo dieting, get my free 7-day devotional, 7 Steps to Food Freedom Through Faith. Go to courtneykopeck.com/sign-up for free devotional. That's courtneykopeck.com/sign-up for free devotional. And now let's get to the podcast. Welcome to Feed Your Faith. I'm your host, Courtney Kopeck. I'm a Christian food and body image coach. I spent most of my life hating my body and feeling frustrated with food. Then God stepped in and showed me something so supernatural in His Word, it transformed my life forever. Now I have peace around food and feel comfortable in my body. I'm teaching female followers of Christ all over the world how to find this exact same food freedom through a deeper faith in Jesus. Join me in fellowship here every week as I discuss biblical scriptures directed towards how to treat and love our own bodies, as well as share personal struggles and thoughts around food and body image and the role God plays in both. I also talk with other women of faith who share their personal stories and wisdom around God's grace in putting a final end to their own food and body image drama. This episode is brought to you by my free 7-day devotional, 7 Steps to Food Freedom Through Faith. If you're ready for some answered prayers around your food struggles and body image issues and want to start living abundantly in the life God has waiting for you, where you are truly free from binging, food restricting, and yo-yo dieting, get my free 7-day devotional, 7 Steps to Food Freedom Through Faith. Go to courtneykopeck.com/sign-up for free devotional. That's courtneykopeck.com/sign-up for free devotional. And now let's get to the podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Feed Your Faith with Courtney Kopeck. I'm your host, Courtney Kopeck, and today's episode is going to be super personal for me. So some of you might have read a blog that I wrote a while back, and it was about the fact that I started taking this medicine, and one of the side effects for the medicine is weight gain. And I was writing about how I handled the weight gain. And I kind of like basically wrote that I was, you know, that I was accepting of it, and I sort of talked about how I was, you know, just sort of going along with it and not being too judgmental of my body, and I wrote down some tips of things that you can do for when you're experiencing your own issues with weight gain that's happening. And if you want to read the blog, it is on my website. It's on my blog, www.courtneykopeck.com. So since I've written the blog, I have continued to gain more weight from this medicine. And I am now I'm really not doing that great with it. I'm not as accepting of it. It's really rocked my universe. It's really thrown me off balance. It's been just really, really difficult. And there's a lot of reasons why, and I really want to share kind of what I'm going through right now because I think that you guys will all really relate to a lot of what I've been experiencing. And I'm hoping that just through sort of talking it out, we can sort of just bond over this experience and sort of come to some sort of healing through this episode. So I need some support today. I'm sure you all need some support today. So I'm really looking forward to just sort of sharing a little bit of my testimony about what I'm going through as I'm gaining this weight uncontrollably. So that's basically what I'm going to be talking about. And so I'm sure that a lot of you noticed that there hasn't been a podcast in the past few weeks. And you know, definitely some of that was just due to the holidays. It just got crazy. And I'm sorry. I just could not get it together to do a podcast. You know that I bartend and I stay at home with the children and this isn't my full-time job. So it was just too much. But the other thing too is this weight gain, I felt like I didn't know what to talk about. I felt like a fraud because I come on here and I talk about body positivity and accepting your body and how God created you to not be thinking about what you look like and how, you know, your power comes from within and your power comes from God and your body has nothing to do with it. And I talk about all these different things. And yet none of those things I've been feeling lately. So I really was challenged. I was really hard pressed to come up with a podcast. Because I just didn't really know what I was going to talk about. I didn't know what to say to you guys. And that probably hurt the most because doing this work means so much to me. And the idea that my own ego was getting in the way of my ability to help you guys and to help myself, you know, to live my true purpose, to honor and value myself the way God wants me to. It was a letdown for me. And it's still a letdown for me because I'm still walking through that. I'm still experiencing this massive blow to my ego with this extra chunk that I'm packing on right now. So that's why I haven't been podcasting. I've been hiding. And I think that that's something that you all can relate to because that's what we do when we start gaining weight. We hide. We don't want to go to the social events. We don't want to meet up with friends for drinks. We don't want to go to the wedding that we were invited to. We don't want to see family members. You know, I don't know how many of you over the holidays had to get together with family members, and maybe you've gained weight since the last time you saw them and were like, oh my gosh, I don't have anything to wear. I haven't seen them since, you know, last year, and I was X amount of pounds lighter then. I don't want to go to that event. I don't want to see them. Or what am I going to eat? They're going to expect me to eat. They're going to want to see me eat. And I don't want to eat anything. I'm trying to lose weight. I don't think there's anything more difficult than trying to lose weight around the holidays. I had this woman the other day. I was bartending up at the farm table, which is where I work in Bernardston, Mass. And she sat down at the bar. This woman was beautiful. She was gorgeous. And she looked like a very fit woman. And I overheard her talk about how she's not having any sugar right now. And she's like, well, this is how I'm going to balance it out. You know, this is how I'm not going to gain weight over the holidays. And I just thought, I don't want to judge this woman, but I was thinking like, That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're not going to have sugar over the holidays. And no offense to any of you ladies who also made that choice, you know, or to anybody out there who can't have sugar. I mean, I'm somebody whose body does not do well with sugar. So I have to be careful how much of it I eat. But I mean, like, I still will have a Christmas cookie. I mean, come on, to decide you're not going to have sugar over Christmas. And then what? Christmas is over and now you're back to eating sugar? You just missed out on like the best time of all year to eat sugar. I just, to me, it was crazy talk. It was like, are you insane? For what? For making sure you don't pack on like 2-3 pounds, which is probably all she would have gained, that she would have easily lost, I'm sure. Why don't you not have sugar after you've packed on 2-3 pounds? I don't know. It was just, it just reminded me of how crazy we can be about our food and our bodies and like the anxiety the holidays bring on. The fear that we get. You know, in the one hand, you're enjoying the baking, you're loving making the cookies, you're loving making, you know, the mulled wine and the holiday punch and going to all these parties. And then on the other hand, you're like freaking out because you don't want to have anything to eat. Sorry about that. That was my four-year-old. It's 4 a.m. and I'm doing a podcast and my four-year-old wakes up. That's motherhood, isn't it? Yeah. So anyways, I don't mean to be getting off topic, but the point is that Christmas is a very difficult time to be trying to control what you're eating. And when you've gained weight, all you want to do is control what you're eating. And this is what I've been experiencing. So I'm just going to be brutally honest with you guys, because I feel like weight is like the stigma around weight creates such a universe of falsehood. You know, we're constantly trying to put on this face of we're just constantly lying to ourselves. We're always trying to look like, oh yeah, I'm okay. Everything's fine, you know, but oh, I just can't believe I've gained this weight. I just have to lose this weight. Oh my God. You know, and we're not happy unless we're living our thinnest selves, you know. We just can't like accept our lives. We feel like we can't even live our life unless we're living our thinnest selves. Like nothing in life can be good unless we are thin, right? Like life is put on hold until we lose this weight. So, that being said, I just have to be honest with you. So I'm going to share something that's pretty personal, but whatever. After the birth of my twins, I was extremely depressed. I totally had postpartum. I had prepartum. I mean, I was depressed even when I was pregnant with them. I had suicidal moments and it's a huge mess. But it turned out that I also developed like a mood disorder. So it's not quite I'm not exactly bipolar, but I'm like on the spectrum of bipolar too. So I'm on the spectrum, which means that like I have tendencies, I have similarities to it, but I'm not exactly bipolar. So my mood changes pretty easily from stable to pretty much breaking down. Like I guess the way I describe it is it's like I go from being normal to feeling like I'm getting my period in like a second. You know how you start getting really weepy and depressed and or you can get super like angry and frustrated with people. Everyone just pisses you off really easily when you're getting your period. That is how I can be and just, I can just change like that within a second, within moments. And it's really hard for me to change back into happy, stable Courtney. I can be that way for weeks, just very, very glum and down, and just my mood just goes all over the place. So it's very challenging, especially when you have children, because children really test your moods. And I also suffer from severe depression. So with that lovely combination going on, I'm just peachy. I'm just a pretty little peach. So I have to take medicine to make me much more evened out so that I can just like get through life. And so I was placed on this medicine that helps to stabilize my mood, but one of the side effects is weight gain, and it's weight gain regardless of what you eat. Yay! I mean, when a doctor says that to a woman, you're just kind of like, okay. I mean, I felt like, oh, well, I'm body positive and, you know, I don't care. I can handle a little bit of weight gain, like whatever. And I was able to handle a little bit of weight gain, but the little bit of weight gain turned into a little bit of more weight gain. And then that turned into a little bit of more weight gain. And so I'm not typically somebody who uses a scale, but I got tempted to go out and get a darn scale. Because I was going up in size, I had to go out and buy new clothes. None of my cute clothes that I absolutely love fit anymore. Went out and bought the scale, and I think we all know that feeling when you know you've gained weight and you know you kind of like guess what the scale number is going to be. I like to guess high because I want to prepare myself. I don't want to get on the scale and be like totally suicidal after I step off of it. So I did guess high, and luckily it wasn't as high as what I guessed, but it was up there. It was higher than I had hoped it would be. And it was a number that I have not been in since I was pregnant. I have not been this high since high school. And my feelings around it have been complicated because I can't blame it on what I've been eating. So this is very new to me. This is not like, oh, well, you know, you've been eating all those cheese balls and drinking all that beer. So like, what did you expect? This is like, oh no, you're trying to take control of your health in a certain area. And in order to do that, this is the consequence. So I've got some like anger and frustration around it. So cut to now I'm like getting on the scale every day. Sometimes twice a day. All the old patterns, the things that I had moved away from are slowly coming back again with this weight gain. And I want to share that with you because the weight war is a slippery, slippery slope. We can achieve so much in our progression towards loving ourselves, towards accepting ourselves. But if we take our eyes off of God for a moment, we can so quickly fall right back into our old routines. And this is what is happening to me. And it's not good. I am in a place where I don't even want to talk to God right now. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like you're so angry and frustrated about your body and your weight, you don't even want to talk to God about it? Because it's so painful. It's like, you know how much this hurts me. You know how much I don't want to be this size. You know how frustrated I am. You know how hard I've worked to not be this size. So then you're like, well, why bother? Why bring it to God? Because I don't see God working. I don't see God doing anything here. And also, it just takes so much energy to come to God sometimes. You know, letting go of the ego takes a lot of energy. Holding on to the ego takes a lot of energy too. I'm not really sure which takes more. I think that there's more comfort sometimes in holding on to the ego. But there's more freedom in letting go. I think I'm getting closer to wanting to talk to God, but I can't say that I'm 100% there yet. Because I'm still processing things. And I want to say to you that that is okay. If you're still processing how you're feeling about your weight gain, how you're feeling about your body, how you're feeling about the fact that you can't seem to figure out your eating, you're struggling with your food, that is okay. You don't have to be getting this right. There's nothing to be getting right. It is a process. I would say the hardest thing for me right now is having my husband touch my stomach. I'm very blessed that my husband does not make negative comments to me about the weight gain. You know, he's just like, oh, Courtney, I don't care. I don't care. You could gain more weight. You could, you know, he's like, you're going to be my Delta Burke. You can be my Delta Burke. And I love Delta Burke, so I don't mind that so much. But I can't deal with him touching my stomach. It makes me cringe. You know, like even lying on my side in bed with my stomach just like out. It's like a spare tire. It's like a beach ball. It's like a picnic basket attached to my hips, just like lying there on the bed. And when he reaches for it, and he'll grab it. You know, it's not like he just like caresses his hand over it really quickly. He grabs onto it. There's no amount of sucking in that I can do that could balance this out, that could make me feel better. I absolutely hate it. And I've been very vocal with my husband about how I'm feeling about the weight gain. And the other day he said to me, you know, the way you feel about your body right now is negatively affecting our marriage. And I was like, whoosh, whoa. Because I'm so focused on myself right now. Like I'm so focused on my body. It's all I think about. What am I going to eat today? What am I not going to eat today? What am I going to wear? Am I even going to get out of sweatpants? Do I have to put on pants that button? I will tell you right now, I have been living in the same two pair of sweatpants for the past month. Like basically the same outfit for the past month. I do not want to put on pants with buttons. Mainly because I've gained weight since the last time I put on my favorite pair of jeans and I don't want to have them feel tighter on me. I don't want that feeling. Because when I do that, it will be a feeling of failure, right? Because this is how we feel when we gain weight, that we have failed. Because we put success into our bodies. When we are thin, we are successful. When we are fat, we are failures. So I don't want to feel like a failure because I have crossed the threshold for me personally of successful to failure. I crossed the line. I thought that I was okay body positivity wise. I thought that I was accepting of my body. And what I really discovered is that up to a certain point, and then all bets were off. I could deal with myself at a weight up to a certain point. I have passed that point, people. I am now at a weight where I am not comfortable. And this is a challenge. And God is really challenging me here. And I've got all the tools. I'm the one who's coaching other people on how to deal with this stuff. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know how I'm supposed to be handling the situation. And guess what I'm doing instead? Zoning out to it, shutting down, hating myself, wallowing in my own misery. And that's okay right now because I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I'm in a place I never thought I would be back in again. I'm not used to being here. It's very foreign. It's very uncomfortable. I'm allowed to be in shock for a little bit, but I have to also step up to the plate at some point and say, enough is enough. I need to start taking care of myself. And when my husband said to me that my weight obsession was starting to affect the marriage, it really rocked me because it made me realize, I should actually say, it reminded me that weight obsession is not something that just affects you. It affects every single other person in your life. Because when you are obsessed with your weight, it affects your disposition. It affects your mood. It affects how you treat other people. It affects your social decisions. It affects your sex life. You know, you step on that scale and you see you've dropped 2 pounds and you end up walking out that door and having a great day and you treat everybody so well. There's a smile on your face. You end up having sex later on that night with your husband. You're great with the kids. You're patient with them. Maybe you make a special dinner. Treat yourself to a glass of wine. You step on that scale and you see you're up 2 pounds. Forget about it. You're short with your husband. You don't even want to talk to him on the phone. You don't even bother putting makeup on that day for work. You don't even want to be at work. You berate yourself all day. You say negative things. You can't look at yourself in the mirror. Everything relies on what that number says on the scale. Everything relies on how those pants button around your waist. Are you successful today or are you a failure? Are you fat today or are you thin? It is so messed up that this is how we are going through our life. And where is God through all of it? Where are we putting God in all of this mess? For me, over the past few months, I'm not putting God anywhere except on the back shelf. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to think about it because I'm angry. Here's what's been really interesting to me. So I see a therapist, and let me tell you, thank God I do, because I don't know what I would do without her. And I've been talking to her about how this weight gain has affected me. I mean, I have had moments where I've thought, if I stay this weight or if I continue to get bigger, I don't know if I can even stay on this planet. Which is today in my right set mind, completely ridiculous. I mean, I can't imagine deciding that I was not going to stay on this planet because I was fat. And yet it makes perfect sense to me when I think back to the way I was treated as a child when I was fat. Tortured. Literally. Bullied beyond belief. And I don't know what that would look like today as a grown-up. I don't know how fat people are treated as grown-ups versus children. But I know, I remember the ridicule. I remember the self-doubt. I remember the self-hatred. I remember the feeling of being unloved, not being unloved, because I was loved by my mother and you know, but of feeling unloved by people, feeling unaccepted, feeling out of place, feeling awkward, feeling a burden, feeling just totally worthless. And I realized that that's what this fat on my body represents for me. And that's what I can't live with. It's not being fat that I can't live with. I can live with being fat. But if being fat still represents for me those feelings, then that's a challenge. And so this extra weight, especially being at a number that I haven't been at, well, since I was pregnant, which wasn't that big of a deal because when I was at this number when I was pregnant, I was pregnant. I didn't care. And then when I was at the number when I was pregnant, after I had the babies, I was losing the weight because I wasn't pregnant anymore. So I was losing all the baby weight. So I didn't care. I wasn't at the number for very long. Now I'm at the number and I'm staying there. And then a few weeks go by and I go up some more. It's very scary. The weight is completely out of my control. And that's how it can feel when we gain weight. We can't get control of our eating. We can't get control of our bodies. We can't get control. We are powerless. And what does the fat symbolize to us? What does it mean for us? And when I think back to when I was a teenager, you know, I look at myself in the mirror right now at this weight that I'm at. And I see the weight gain in my face. The weight gain in my stomach does not bother me as much as the weight gain in my face. Because I see myself as a teenager. I've got that round face again that I had as a teenager. I don't have the same angular shape that I've had as a grown adult in a smaller body. I have very sharp angles on my face, a very defined jawline and nose and everything's rounder. And so I look at myself and I see myself as a teenager and it just sparks those feelings. Do you know how many times a day I look at myself in the mirror? Every time I go to the bathroom. And I drink a lot of water, people. So I'm going to the bathroom a lot. I'm looking at myself in the mirror a lot. I would say at least 10 times a day I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm seeing that round face and I'm seeing that teenage girl and I'm seeing that insecure person who doesn't feel worthy, who doesn't feel loved, who everyone tells is just can't be accepted. Not good enough. Not pretty enough. Outcast. Unsuccessful. Nobody will ever love you. No man will ever want you. You'll never be popular. You'll never be picked for number one on the team. You'll never be picked for the right job. You'll never be the best student in the class. You'll never be teacher's pet. You'll never get to wear the cute clothes because you'll never fit into them. Oh my God, when I think back to the shopping catalogs I used to have to look through to find clothes to fit. You know, I mean, I couldn't go to the stores to find clothes to fit. It's much easier nowadays. When I was a kid, I had to buy. It was humiliating. Not that anyone knew. And I guess the one good thing is that it wasn't like anyone could copy my style. But I felt lame. Like, okay, I can't go to the mall. I have to buy my clothes out of like Fatso R Us or whatever. All those feelings have come back to me. And when I was going through my first experience of healing with my body and food obsession, I was smaller. I was still obsessed with food and weight loss, but I didn't have these feelings going on because I was smaller. So this is all new. This is all garbage that I haven't dealt with yet. And I'm just realizing this now as I'm talking to you guys. It's like, oh, okay, God, I get it. This is it. This might be why this is happening to me. You know, when we ask God to heal us, what we really want is for it to be done without any pain. We don't want it to be hard. We don't want it to be challenging. We don't want it to hurt. We don't want to have to reflect. We don't want to have to dig. We don't really want to have to change. We want to be changed without having to change. And it just doesn't work that way. You are not unsuccessful because you weigh what you weigh. You're not powerless. You're not ugly. You're not worthless. What you weigh is completely separate from who you are as a person. My mentor, Isabel Fox and Duke, would say all the time that if we lived in a vacuum, weight would mean absolutely nothing. And so as I've been walking around with this chunkier belly and bigger muffin top and calves that won't fit into some of my favorite boots, I've asked myself, what if everybody weighed this weight? Would I care that I was this weight? And immediately the answer is no. I would not care. So why do I care so much now? What is the problem? And the other question I've asked myself is, what if this is the weight I'm at for the rest of my life? Or what if I do gain more weight? you know, I'm taking this medicine so that I can be more even keeled, so that I can have an actual life, so that I cannot walk around sad and depressed and emotionally unstable. The trade-off is that I have to get fatter, which is really quite funny when you think about it, because being fat is what used to make me emotionally unstable. And yeah, I am depressed because I've gained weight, but I'm not nearly as depressed as I would be if I wasn't taking the medicine. I'm taking the medicine so that I can have my life back. But I'm not going to have my life back if I keep focusing my life around my weight. So how do I not focus my life around my weight? I always say acceptance. I can't keep thinking, I wish I was thinner, I wish I was thinner, I wish I was thinner. I can't keep thinking, I've got to get thinner, I've got to get thinner. I need to just lose a few pounds. Or please God, don't let me gain any more weight on this medicine. All of those things involve not accepting where I'm at right now. And that is not accepting where God has me right now, if that makes sense. Because I know that God has me here for a purpose, for a plan. God always has us right where we are for a reason. Always. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God changes everything around for our good, for our betterment. No matter how much we screw up, no matter how bad we do things, he always changes it around for our good because he loves us. Now, that doesn't mean we don't suffer consequences. But in the end, he makes it better for us. My consequences that I'm suffering from choosing to refuse to accept my present moment is that I'm missing out on my life. I'm wallowing in my misery. I'm not wearing pants that button. I'm not looking cute. My God, I'm allowed to gain some weight and still look cute. I don't have to look like a slob just because I put on some pounds. Certainly the world out there doesn't know. See, this is the thing. I will walk outside my house to the grocery store and swear every single person in there is looking at me like, oh God, she got fat. No one's even noticing me. And I certainly dress like I don't want anyone noticing me. I look like a hobo because I'm so self-conscious. I don't feel good about how I look right now. But it's my job to change that. It's my job to say, you know what? I may have gained some weight, but I'm still worthy. I'm still worthy of getting dressed. I'm still worthy of brushing my hair. I'm still worthy of brushing my teeth. I'm still worthy of putting on a nice outfit. I'm still worthy of taking care of myself. I'm still worthy of stepping out into the world. I'm still worthy of taking up space in the world. I have a closet full of clothes that I can't fit into right now. And some of the clothes I just love so much. And the idea that I'll never get to wear them again sucks. But you know, one of the things that I tell my clients all the time, and I have to remind myself of this, is what is the point of thinking about that? That is neither here nor there. I have to live in the present moment. I have to be present with God. I have to recognize that the body that I have right now, God is well aware of. And I have to believe that it's where God wants me to be. And if it's where God wants me to be, then I have to believe that there's happiness there. Because I don't think that God wants us to be in places where we can't have peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He comes to the world to bring peace. And we're always put in places where we can grow. And in order to grow, it's to gain more peace. And with peace comes joy. So I know that being in this body is meant to bring me peace. And thinking about clothes that I can't fit into, it's almost like I feel as though it's Satan just trying to rile me up. You know, clothing is such a superficial thing when you think about it. I mean, we need it to stay warm and obviously not walk around naked, right? But like, it is also very superficial, especially for me, because I have such a shopping habit. I don't have a lot of money, so it's kind of a good thing, because if I did, I think I'd have way more clothes. But I think that's why Satan does it for me, because he knows that I get tempted by clothing. He knows that clothing for me is a way, it's a status for me. I definitely use clothes as a way to make myself feel better, you know? And so the idea that, ooh, I can't fit into that cute skirt that I like to wear that makes me feel better, well, now I just feel even fatter, you know? That isn't coming from God, right? And so if it's not coming from God, it's only coming from the devil. And so that means that I have a choice. I can either choose to listen to it and fall into more temptation, fall into more sin, fall into more self-hatred, or I can choose to say that doesn't have anything to do with God's plan for me. My life is not about my clothes. My life is about following Jesus. My life is about trying to be in God's will, be a child of God. And that's what I want to do. I want to take this weight gain with a grain of salt. I don't want to be sitting on the pity potty. I don't want to be looking at myself in the mirror and be disgusted by what I'm seeing. Because what is there really to be disgusted about? How could I possibly be disgusted with myself when I am a child of God? When the Lord created me very purposefully, I was no mistake. And he has planned every single day of my life, including today, including this season. And he's done the same thing for you. So to look at myself and be disgusted with what I see is to be ultimately saying that I'm disgusted with God's work. How can I say that? It's heartbreaking to me. To continually try to fit into a mold that does not work for my body is to continually say to God, "You didn't make me the right way. You messed up. You didn't do the job right." It's to be dissatisfied with God's work. And God doesn't make mistakes. I come from a line of women who are big. That's a fact. I was never designed to be a supermodel. And if I lived in a society where the women in my family's bodies were considered beautiful, I'd be glad I wasn't designed to look like a supermodel. I just don't live in that society. So I can't say that God made a mistake with my body. What I can say is that society has a mistake about what the ideal body is supposed to look like. There is no such thing as the ideal body. There is no ideal body. There is only bodies. That's it. We're all made differently. And I'm sick and tired of trying to fall in line with it. And I have been uncomfortable. And the thing is that it's not so much the weight on my body that I've gained that's making me uncomfortable. It's the number on the scale. It's like, I can't believe that I've reached this number. I'm letting a stupid number dictate to me my worth, something that I haven't done in a couple years. This is no way to be living life. But at the same time, it has been a blessing. I hate admitting it, but it's been something that I'm grateful for because it has helped me to realize that I'm not done growing in this area. I still need God. I'm not this 100% confident woman. I don't totally have all the self-worth in the world, regardless of what my size is. I don't have it all figured out. I'm a very black or white person. And I constantly say that God is in the gray, you know, and this is a lesson that I know I need to learn, how to live my life in the gray, how to be okay in the gray. I always want to have it all figured out. I feel as though the peace comes when I have it all figured out. And this is why I'm constantly at war with myself. This is why I never have the peace. And the truth is that peace does not come when we have it all figured out. Peace comes in the gray. Peace comes amidst the battle. Because we are constantly fighting a battle. The Bible tells us that we are always at war with evil every day. And we need to have peace despite the fight that we're fighting. Knowing that we have a God who loves us, knowing that we have a God who's on our side. You have to truly believe that no matter what size you are, God's not punishing you. You didn't do anything wrong. He's with you. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forsaken you. You have peace. Acceptance is how you take hold of it. And I've said this before, acceptance does not necessarily mean giving up, bowing down. Acceptance is being willing to live in the present moment . It's being willing to allow God to do his job. You are not the ruler of your life. Your Lord and Savior is. And so often what happens is we say we want to do what God has planned for us. We say we want to follow him. And yet, all the while, we're dictating to him how things need to be, how things need to go along. We're saying, yes, God, I want to be in line with your will. And at the same time, we're saying, I just need to lose 5 more pounds. Help me do that, God. I want to get over my food issues, but I also want to be skinny. You know, we don't accept, perhaps, that where our bodies are today is where they're meant to be. What if that is the case for you? Can you accept that? It's a question I've asked myself. I've thought, well, okay, Courtney, what if now where you're at is where you're going to be at? And I don't necessarily like asking myself that question because, again, that's not necessarily being in the present moment because now I'm thinking future, right? And I don't want to be thinking in the future either, but regardless, I still ask myself the question. Can I accept my body today? Today, can I accept the fact that this is what I look like? Well, I don't really have a choice, do I? Because this is what I look like today. So yeah, I can accept it. I want to accept it. Because I want to love myself today. I don't want to go through the day hating myself. I don't want to go through the day judging myself. I don't want to go through the day lifting up my shirt and looking at my belly and wanting to throw up. And I'm being brutally honest here because I know in reality, I don't look bad. And I don't even know what looking bad means, you know? I'm just speaking based off of the brainwashing that happens to us because we're told that if we don't look like Cindy Crawford, we are disgusting people, right? So it's not like I'm saying anyone who's larger than me must be absolutely disgusting. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I'm just speaking off of the brainwashing that has happened to me. Personally, I'm comparing myself to somebody who is much smaller. So therefore, when I look at my stomach in the mirror, I think, ugh, gross, right? Do I want to go through my day like that? Or would I rather have peace with my body, right? I mean, I think the answer is pretty obvious, and yet it's so difficult to not judge. Here is the in the dictionary part of my Bible, this is what it defines peace as. State of calm. Oh my goodness. When was the last time you felt calm about your body? Think about that. When was the last time you felt calm about your body? Think of looking at yourself naked in the mirror and imagine what it would be like to do that and feel totally calm. Okay, state of calm. Freedom from strife or discord. How often are you in a battle with your body? How often are you in a battle with your mind over your body and what it looks like? How often are you battling in your mind with what your body looks like compared to that girl on Instagram who was in the bikini today that you saw? Harmony and personal relationship. That is the ultimate goal when I think about peace with my body. Having harmony and personal relationship with myself. Being in harmony with myself. In balance with myself. And that personal relationship part is so important. Because I think that we really don't put enough emphasis on the fact that this is a personal relationship. You have a personal relationship with yourself. Your body is you. It's not some like outer object. It's literally yourself. It's you. And to not be connected, to not be in harmony with yourself is so not God's plan for you. Not at all. How can you help the kingdom of God? How can you help other people? How can you be a steward? How can you be a love light when you do not have harmony with yourself? I'm not saying that you can't be a blessing to other people, even though you're like battling your own body. You can. Of course you can. But imagine how much further you could take it if the battle against yourself was off the table. Think of how much more joy, think of how much more peace you would have in your life if what you looked like was no longer an issue. If putting on your pants in the morning did not cause you anxiety. If catching a glimpse of yourself in the mirror when you got into the shower didn't bring you to tears. If going out to dinner didn't freak you out because you had no clue what you were going to eat, because you were afraid of everything on the menu. Think of how much better your love life would be if you could be so free in your body. I mean, I'll tell you, there are positions that I won't even do because I don't want my husband to get any kind of like view of me. Not to get too personal, but I mean, let's get a little personal here. We have to. We have to get honest with ourselves about how much this issue of the battle with our bodies is really honestly destroying our lives. It's preventing us from living out a peaceful life. A life where we are in harmony with the personal relationship we have with ourselves. Do not worry about what you are going to look like tomorrow. Do not worry about fitting into your clothes that are in your closet. Stay in the present moment. Can you accept your body today? That is the only question you have to ask yourself. Stay focused on yourself. Not in terms of hating yourself, not in terms of judging yourself. Recognize those negative thoughts that come to you and then let them go. Hand them over to God. My son has learned the word fat. I don't know if he really knows what it means. I don't know. I don't think he has any idea the power that that word holds in our society. He's been calling people fat. Some of the people are. Some of the people are not. I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to talk to him about the word. I'm sort of just ignoring it right now. I don't want to bring attention to it, you know? But he has called me fat. It hasn't bothered me. He's just kind of like, Mama, you're fat. And I don't really care. I mean, he's called his brothers fat, and his brothers aren't fat at all. So, but there's been a few times where I've had him come over and he's hugged me and stuff. And I've thought, you know, I wonder if he's noticed that I've put on this weight. I wonder if he's thought in his head that I'm fat. Or thinks that I'm fat. And there's a part of me that wants to give in to that and like cry and feel all bad. But I've thought, you know what, Courtney? You don't need to go there. It doesn't matter. Like that's a it doesn't matter thought. That is a thought from the devil. That's not a God thought. God isn't like, oh, gee, Courtney, what do you think? You think Zadok thinks you're fat? That's not something God is speaking to me about, you know? So, but it's okay to recognize it. It's okay to recognize, okay, that thought came into my head. It's not really something that I want to think about too much on. Yes, it's kind of hurtful, but I'm just going to let it go. Moving on. Staying in the present moment. It doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there. I want you to recognize when you're having these thoughts. And then I want you to let them go and move on. Don't get stuck. Because they're not from God. And you can't, you don't have enough time in your day to be wasting your energy on devil thoughts. On dark thoughts. You don't have the time. You want to start building a better relationship with yourself. You want to start living a better life. You want to start having some peace. Stop with the dark thoughts. You've got to practice moving beyond them. You have to get off the pity pot. And only you can do it. And it takes practice. It takes practice. It takes diligence. Because we do like to feel sorry for ourselves. But every time you feel sorry for yourself, what you're really doing is telling God he's not doing his job. He's not giving you enough. You know better for yourself. You know better for your life. And I know that's not what you want to be telling God. You want to be telling God, I love you. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I know you're doing good for me. And maybe that's what you need to say when the dark thoughts come. I don't know. Pray about it. But this is like so important. Your mindset. It's what all those motivational speakers talk about. Changing your mindset. And it's not easy, because if it were easy, you would have done it by now. But this is where the prayer comes in. You need to ask God to really help you with this. You really do, because it takes a lot of strength. Because the sin draws you to want to go to that dark place. Because there's power in that darkness. Because see, when you reject it, you're accepting reality. And that's hard. It's hard for you. But that's what it takes. That's what you got to do. So let's pray now. Lord, we pray, do not let us go to those dark places. Do not let us fall into the dark thoughts. Do not let us be overrun by the ridiculous rules that society has about what we're supposed to look like. You know, I read recently Hailey Baldwin, who is absolutely beautiful and has one of the bodies that society tells us we're supposed to have. And she was talking about how insecure she is and how she compares herself all the time on Instagram. And I've read so many times these women who are just drop-dead gorgeous, and you think that they have no flaws, and yet they don't trust themselves. They think that they should still be prettier, thinner, whatever. And it just goes to show, Lord, that it doesn't matter what your body looks like. You can always feel less than. And that true strength and value and harmony in relationship with ourselves comes from you, Lord. Please remind us of that this week. Please help us to follow you, to hear your kindness and your gentleness and your love for us louder than the dark words of the world. Help us to accept ourselves each day, to know that we were wonderfully and beautifully and perfectly made, and that there is absolutely nothing wrong with us. We're not failures. We're not freaks. We're amazing, beautiful women with so much to offer the world. We pray these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Feed Your Faith. I had so much fun with you today, and I really hope that you got something out of the podcast. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. And also, if you're interested, I run an amazing Facebook group, Christian Women's Food Freedom Through Faith. Go to Facebook and just put in, you know, Facebook.com/Courtney Kopek, and you will come across it. Definitely check that out. And don't forget to sign up for my free 7-day devotional, 7 Steps to Food Freedom Through Faith, that you can get over at my website, www.courtneykopek.com. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.